And now, ladies and gents, more Toolbox with Joe and Raven.
A lot of people like them and a lot of people use them, and they're all in Brazil.
Yeah. Next trip, we're going to Brazil.
And we're going to save the birds.
We're getting a Volkswagen SP1. Different.
Is it?
SP1 is sick.
But say, could we even bring that back to the States, or are they going to say no? Stop us at the border.
I mean, I don't think Brazil would care.
No, Brazil wouldn't care. I'm talking about America. I don't think they'll let us cross the border with it.
They won't. Yeah, you can't even. Yeah.
No, we have to send somebody else to hop over the border and distract them while we bring it in.
I don't know. What do you get there? Nothing. This is just a Volkswagen strapped.
These are not the Jedis you were looking for.
All right, so my next GM vehicle, I call it the Bank Robber Special.
Ooh.
The Opel Lotus Omega.
I already like how this sounds. I like funky sounding cars.
Yeah, so Opel is GM in, like, Britain.
And it
Germany.
Sounds British. An Opel.
Yeah, an Opel. But yeah, the Opel Omega, and it was tuned by Lotus. It's weird. It has, like, way too many names for one vehicle.
I like the Lotus. I like Lotuses.
Picture, like, a beautiful Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
None of that.
They turn it into
a minivan. It's picture a GM sedan. Tuned by Lotus.
So I was about to say, so the Lotus part is what? Probably the motor? And then everything else is GM?
Yes. Which isn't a bad thing. So it's a high-performance variant of the Opel Omega sedan, mm-hmm. produced from 1990 to 1992. It was a collaboration between Opel and Lotus.
Did we get any Opels in America?
I think we did. We got a couple.
Okay.
And then GM was like, wait a minute. We don't sell those.
This is the wrong market.
Yeah, that's the wrong. What are you doing? The engine in the Opel Lotus Omega,
mm-hmm.
3.6 liter straight six twin turbo, producing, and this is 1990 to 1992, producing 377 horsepower.
Jesus.
The later models were actually detuned to 282 horsepower due to reliability. But that's still, like, that's crazy numbers for the early 90s. Transmission, 6-speed manual. Could do 0 to 60, or 0 to 62, because it's in European numbers.
Yeah.
0 to 62 miles per hour in 5.3 seconds. Top speed was electronically limited to 176. This is a four-door sedan.
Jesus.
This is just a GM sedan. Yeah, so the legacy of the Opel Lotus Omega, it's a pretty rare vehicle, because what lunatic wants a sedan with that, like, normal people don't want that. They just want the normal Omega.
You're not normal.
They made 7,100 units produced during its 2-year production run.
Mm-hmm.
Remains a sought-after collector's item among car enthusiasts, particularly in Europe. What? Oh, I got a sticker on me. The Opel Omega and its sister car, the Lotus Carlton.
The Carlton?
The Carlton. You could get the Lotus Carlton in Gran Turismo.
For you not fellow TV nerds, that's a Fresh Prince reference, the Carlton.
And it kind of looks like a Carlton. It's like a bubbly sedan.
He's pretty bubbly.
But like Carlton from the Fresh Prince, you don't want to mess with him.
Oh, yeah.
The Opel Omega and Lotus Carlton was a target for thieves. Could you believe that?
Was it really? Why? Was it easy to steal?
Yes, because it was the early 90s and they had no... like, anti-theft stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it was a target for thieves that would often steal them and rob stores with little care because the vehicle was way faster than any police car in service at the time.
Oh, no.
One of the most famous stolen Lotus Carlton / Opel Omegas, was one that was used in multiple robberies, including one in front of a police station.
No.
The thieves were never caught.
No.
They robbed a store in front of a police station. Clean getaway.
Still didn't catch them. How did they? No, that's those cops couldn't even run that fast. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Like.
That's how bad this car was.
How long did it take them to get inside of a vehicle for them to not be able to catch them?
And this was all in Britain too, so it's like.
Oh well, they probably had bikes.
They had bikes. Chasing after them with a baton. That's yeah, because they didn't have guns. That's yeah, what
had,
it was.
They had bicycles and batons. No wonder they didn't catch them.
Halt!
All they could do is throw their little spiked helmets at it.
Well, that's all I had for that one. That car is rad. There's a bunch of videos. Like, there's a few videos talking about one of the ones that got stolen, and they robbed like 20 stores, including the one in front of the police station. Never caught. Never caught them.
Insane. Never caught them.
Nope.
I wonder if somebody found that car, or like ever found the car.
Kind of. There is a detailed video on it. The original owner never got it back. Oh no, they did find it. They did find it, but it was a total loss.
Oh yeah. Figured, but the people made it. I wonder if they ever found the vehicle, though.
They found the vehicle. But they never found
people who had been involved. No,
clean getaway. It has a famous license plate on it, but I can't remember what it was. It's like a weird, because like British cars, they have the same plate.
Yeah.
Like the entire time.
Yeah.
So like.
That is nuts. Yeah. That is so nuts. Well, the next car I have isn't as cool. It's a Chevy / Buick Sail.
Like a boat? Like a sailboat?
I guess it was mainly used for the Chinese market. But it was the Buick Sail or Chevrolet Sail in some markets. It was a subcompact car produced by General Motors for the Chinese market. It's based off of the Opel Corsa platform and has undergone several designs and updates and facelifts. So it was based off of the Opel Corsa, and they tweaked it a bit.
The last Saturn View? Oh, no, you keep talking.
Saturn what?
Hold on.
The Sail is also known for its affordable pricing, fuel efficiency, and spacious interior. The Sail offers a range of engine options, just like all the other ones, with a petrol and a hybrid variant. Its features with a comfortable cabin, modern amenities, including infotainment systems and safety features. The infotainment.
A touchscreen and seatbelts.
Oh, that's what I was like. It's got the surround sound. Ooh, that's fancy. The Buick Sail is a popular model in China. Where it is known for its reliability, fuel efficiency, and affordability. I mean, they gotta have the itty-bitty compact cars over there to begin with. They got some cheap people. It is often used as a family car or for the daily commuter, thanks to its practicality and lower operating cost. So it doesn't cost a lot to fix it, doesn't cost a lot to maintain it. Just seems like it's the easiest option. It has a lot of safety awards. The Buick Sail has received positive safety ratings during various crash tests, including a 5-star rating from the China New Car Assessment, or the C/NCAP. They have their own safety. I mean, that makes sense. Their own safety thing. It was also won several awards for its fuel efficiency and affordability. Just a good, safe car, which means it's boring, so. mine wasn't as fun as the bank robbing car that got away.
It's okay. My next car is arguably even cooler.
Jesus. See, now I done picked all the boring ones.
I know. I tried helping you. You didn't want the cool ones.
Well, because the way you worded it, I couldn't Google anything.
These words are too cool for cars. So the next one is called the Maloo, or Maloo. It's Australian. I don't know how to pronounce
Cindy
it.
The Cindy Lou Who?
So let's just say GM made an El Camino a few years ago and didn't sell it to us. The Holden Maloo, The Holden Maloo is a performance-based ute produced by Holden in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The body style is a two-door pickup truck with a bed. The engine had a couple options, but they were typically powered by a V8, including a GM LS2 or the LS3. So this is like full, like, we had a couple like El Camino-y. This one is V8 rear-wheel drive with a bed. Full El Camino. Transmission, 6-speed manual, or you can get an automatic. Known for its strong performance, towing capacity, and handling. It had a few variants. The Maloo was produced in various trim levels and special editions, including the HSV Maloo, which is high performance, offered by Holden Special Vehicles, aka HSV, featuring upgraded engine, suspension, and styling. They also had a few limited editions with different styling and stuff. But the Holden Maloo, aka the freaking El Camino that we didn't get, was produced from 2000 all the way up to 2017 when Holden shut down. LS2 or LS3 GM truck car thing that they didn't sell to us.
The LS, you mean the motor everyone assumes you have in your pickup? Yes. You don't, and you tell them you don't, and they insist that you do.
That engine. two different variants of it. Yeah, super popular in Australia for, you know, among car enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame we didn't get these. GM did come super close to selling it here. So they had a concept for the Pontiac G8 sport truck. It was set to go on sale in 2010. It was based on this vehicle. It just had a Pontiac front end.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, 2010 was when Pontiac closed down, so we didn't get these. And it's a shame, but we almost got it.
Mm-hmm.
RIP Pontiac. But yeah, I think that's about time. We only did a few, but... Thank you so much for listening. Maybe next time we'll talk about the cool Buick minivan sold in China.
Or the Chevy Spark.
Or they sell it here.
This is called. It's a Pontiac different one. Mads. Madsy.
Well.
/ Chevy Spark.
Well, anywho, thank you for listening to. I can't say. WVFF 97.7. I have to say, thank you for listening to 97.7 WVFF. This was the Toolbox. I said I was going to have... What was my outro thing I was going to say? Oh, what was it? I can't remember what it was. But anywho, thank you.
Keep it cranking.
Oh, that's gonna bug me now. Bye.
We thank you for staying tuned to The Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, The Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.